So welcome to the weekend edition to the We Are Wrestling podcast, and we are ready.
Yes, sir.
So starting off with Rampage, we get Eagle Ethan Page versus Jungle Boy Jack Christopher Perry.
Christopher?
Yes, Christopher. Like, this is new middle name. So this is going on with Matthew Moore, Madhouse Hardy, and Isaiah, not Quinn Cassidy, on the outside, with Stokely also far away, half away, also on the outside. And it gets very dicey and confusing until it's Hook! And he comes down to save Jungle Boy Jack Christopher Perry and Matthew Moore, Magical Hardy, gets involved and gets fucked up. And then Ego loses to Jack. Ego says, "All right, Jungle Hook, on Rampage or Dynamite or whatever fucking show we're on, it's gonna be us two versus you two. Got that, Matt?" And Matt's like, I guess so. I don't know. Dude, this...
By the way,
this
I blame you again. That fucking thing again.
Why? What did I do?
Yeah, like, that was your thing. Because you're the first person I heard you say Jungle Hook. So.
It's not my... Well, it's my thing. Okay. Dude, like... This whole situation, I hate this whole Hardy's stuck in a contract that they don't want to be in, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. It sounds so stupid. It's so stupid.
No, it definitely is. Like, the funny part, we barely see it and whatever. Like, I see it on fucking Instagram, so.
Yeah, like, they say stuff happens on, like, Dark and Elevation and shit, but, like, I said before, not a lot of people watch Dark and Elevation, and I know people are like, "But you guys say you watch everything. You say you watch everything." Dude, when you put like a fifth of a storyline, not even a whole, a fifth of a storyline on Dark and Elevation and then don't acknowledge it on the main show all the time, you're like, what's the point of me wasting 3 hours to watch something on YouTube that has no value of anything else?
True.
Like, it's so dumb. So,
then we like Matt's like borderline.
The thing is, he's not borderline heel. He's just helping them to get out of his contract. Like, yeah. Because it's just like, because I know exactly where this is going to wind up. Because, like, this was like somebody brought this up for no reason, was like, "Yo, where is Jeff Hardy?" And like, soon as I was like, "Damn, I forgot Jeff Hardy even existed." Oh shit, yeah. That's right. He still works for AEW. So it's like, oh shit. This is probably leading to Jeff Hardy coming back, and then they're back together and they beat up Ego and everybody else. And that's how that works.
Yeah, because his contract has nothing. Something like when he comes back and shit.
Yeah. So he's going to get Matt out of contract. Yeah.
Cool.
So then we get Ortiz. And Ortiz is mad at Eddie. And he's like, "Yo," he's like, "what's wrong with you, fam? Like, why would you even try to hit a girl? Like, your mom wouldn't like that. Your dad wouldn't like that. Yo, what's wrong with you? Yo, even our trainer Homicide is mad at you. He's like, what's wrong with you? I think you went soft." So, first off, I'm not going to let nobody talk to me like that. So, I agree with Eddie. I don't care if you are my homie. You just ain't going to talk to me like that.
And especially not in public.
Oh, yeah, definitely not in public. And Eddie got pissed off because he had a chair when he came in the ring. He was like, "Nah, fuck this." Eddie fucked up Ortiz. And it was so funny how, like, the commentary goes, "I think that they're no longer friends." It's like, what?
Gee, like, you think?
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck?
Do you like? Do you think they're still friends?
Yeah. So then we get Darby. Darby's in the back and says, "I want to fight the House of Black. I don't care which one it is. I want to fight one of you. Matter of fact, I want to fight all of you. Like, and I'm going to take you on one by one. The last time we fought, you guys ran away. You ran away for a long time. Now you're back. And I'm going to beat your ass." It's like, damn, Darby, that's true. They did run away. So then we get Willie Mack versus Brian Cage. What's your thoughts on this match?
They said Lucha and whatever, and it fucked me up. It actually was a Lucha match. Like, these two big dudes should not be like doing all that shit.
Yeah, and the funny part is, like, once again, this is like me and like my, I forgot about more wrestling than like some people will ever remember. And it's like, oh yeah, that's right, they wrestled in Lucha Underground. Oh yeah, this is nothing new to me. Cause like, I was not impressed by this match. Everybody else was like, oh my God, I can't believe these guys are wrestling. Like, this is like, no, this is not new to me. I've seen this before. Like,
I don't know if fighting, but like, what I was trying to figure out, like, had they teamed before? Because I made that joke to you.
I think they did team before. Like, if I'm not mistaken, it either happened in Lucha Underground or Impact. I think they did.
Okay.
But, of course, Brian Cage has to get the win. And it's like, okay. So, then we move on to Jade Cargill and Layla Gray versus the Vanity Twins. Like, these two girls, you cannot tell them apart. For one, it's like, what the fuck? Like, they look exactly like. And I know somebody out there is going to say, that's what twins are, stupid. But, like, these are twins. Like, these are like Bella Twins S twins. Because it's like, I could not tell each one apart. And it got to the point where even JR was like, yo, I can't even tell them apart.
And like, even one point, I could tell Jimmy and Jay apart when they looked at, like, whatever.
Yeah. So,
like, this one got me, too. So.
And Layla took 90% of the match, and then Jade was like, tag me in so I can finish. And they tagged Jade in, and Jade finished. And I respectfully want her to stop doing her pin like that. I respectfully would ask her to please stop. Please, respectfully. The respectfully, like, the way she pins them, and then she leans back and sticks out her, respectfully, please stop. Just respectfully, just out of respect for some people, please stop.
Hello?
Yes. And that's what I don't know where this is going. Like, I don't, like, I know that, like, she's gonna fight Red Velvet, and that's gonna be a thing. But, like, dude, like, the more and more you watch Jade, it's like, why is she not taking on Jamie Hayter? Like, why is she not just running through, like, fucking Britt Baker? Like, why is, like, she's fucking amazing in the ring. Like, come on, like, why is she stuck with the TBS title and, like, half-ass feuds where it's like, she could be going for the world title and winning? It's like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, man, she's shining with that belt, though. She's shining, like, better with the other one, but yeah.
But, like, that's all good and true, but, like, okay, she's shining. Can you point to me a real feud where she was, like, in serious danger where everybody was like, oh my God, she's gonna fucking lose? Like, Jade has... Dude, Jade ran through everybody, and then... Even it got to the point where we were like, oh, she might lose to this person. She's just like, nah, fuck you, and ran right through it. And it's like, okay, Jade is on another fucking level. It's time to put her up there with the world title. And it's like, no, we're going to keep her with the secondary title and make her this thing. And it's like, but come on. Just come on, man. Like, she needs to be up there. Like, She's already just like established star. She can have some fucking classics with like the top of the division. Like, come on.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, like I want to see Jade just tangle with some of the best. Like, come on. So, speaking of the women's division, they talk about a match on Dynamite that I'm like, okay, come on, this is interesting because, like, if what we called in the last podcast is what we called, like, come on, dude, like, come on, this is too much of a setup. It's a triple threat with Toni Storm, Ruby Soho, and Britt Baker. It's like, come on, you don't see where this is going. It's like in the just a regular person's eyes is, oh, Toni Storm jumped Ruby and Willow, so Ruby's gonna get her revenge, but also Toni has beef with Britt Baker. Oh, that's a thing. And it's like, come on, did you not hear them say, oh, it's us versus them? And I said on the podcast, I'm like, I feel like Ruby's gonna wind up turning. Like, I feel like that's what's gonna happen to this freeway. Ruby's gonna wind up turning and beating the shit out of Britt. And then, like, Willow's gonna wind up going with Britt and Jamie. Hikaru Shida's gonna go with Britt and Jamie. They're gonna have to get a fork. Cause, like, there's, like, a bunch of ex WWE women in the stable. And it's like, bro, this is like I said before, like, this is a very stupid storyline. But, like, it's very funny the way that it's getting laid out.
Exactly. Like, nothing they're going to try to give you, even though we see right, like, through it and whatever, right? The fact that Britt and Ruby kind of had a feud, I think, too. For a minute.
They did. They did. Because when Ruby came in, like, Britt was a champion and everybody was like, oh my God, Ruby's going to take the title off her. And they just eviscerated Ruby.
Yeah.
And so, like, she does have a valid point to just, like, screw over Britt.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's gonna be funny. So, then my biggest beef with Rampage. My biggest fucking beef with Rampage, and I hate this now. Oh, the time for this main event thing is done. They don't even do it. Like, they say it. But, like, the whole talking back and forth with, like, the funny comedy is gone. It's like, come on, man. Come on. Like, that's... Yeah, it was, like, the best part of Rampage, though. Like, god damn, dude. Yep. It sucks. It sucks ass. So, speaking of sucking ass, Sammy Guevara was out there with Chris Jericho because Daniel Garcia was taking on Action Andretti. Like, this match was okay, but it got to the point where at the very end, Daniel Garcia was like, he's got Andretti, like, kind of beat down, and he's looking at Garcia and, I mean, not Garcia, but Guevara and Jericho, and he's like, yo, like, what do y'all want me to do? Because they keep yelling at him from up in the mouth. He's like, what do y'all want me to do? What do you want? Like, he's down. Like, I got him. What are you talking about? And because of that, Action Andretti winds up beating Daniel Garcia.
Yep.
Like, and also, I have to mention, Garcia did have on the tights that Sammy Guevara gave him.
Which looked so uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable. And I just was like, we kind of figure out, like, how this is going to, like, fall in line. It's like, okay, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. Like, Daniel Garcia is definitely leaving that crew. Like, there's no way he's not. But, like, damn, that is fucking crazy. So before we leave Rampage, I have to get to this AEW news. Like, so, because, like, this is going to tie into the next WWE stuff because this all came from the Wrestling Observer, Dave Meltzer. And I'm just looking at this going, come on, like, you're literally just going to go with this. Like, you're going to go with this and say, like, this is a thing. Because this is the AEW side. So Meltzer says there's nothing on CM Punk. Like, the two sides are stuck, and CM Punk is basically trying to leave AEW, and it's over, and it's done. So, for everybody that's thinking that this little teaser, quote-unquote teaser, that they saw was a thing, it's not a thing. So, here's the thing about that teaser. I would have been like, I would have said, okay, maybe Meltzer's right. Maybe he's right. But here's the problem. The BTE show. If you watch the BTE show, and I didn't even watch it, I got a clip sent to me from a friend and was like, yo, is this really happening? Because they heard last week's podcast and was like, yo, you were talking about CM Punk and Brody King and CM Punk being backstage at the Forum. Like, wait, is this real? Because on BTE, the Young Bucks are talking, and they're outside of the Forum, and they're like, yeah, well, not the Forum, wherever they were this week. And it was like, yo, we had to do a really intense thing, like a really intense conversation. And each time they said it, like, it would flash to, like, Punk's eyes. And you just would see Punk's eyes. And it's like, and it just, like, go, dun-dun, dun-dun. Every time, like, every time they would talk about this intense thing that they had to do. And so Meltzer's is saying, oh, it wasn't that. It was because, like, they had a travel issue with Pac, and they didn't know if Pac was going to be there last week. And that was the big intense thing that they were going over. And I'm like, bro, they're literally, like, there's literally CM Punk's face right there. And, like, at the end, it very well, like, blends into the whole, oh, this is like the Brody King thing. And it just like vanishes away. And you're like, they're not just teasing that for no reason. Like, every time the Bucks do something, it's usually like to literally tease something. And it's just teasing on BTE. And Meltzer's like, no, that has nothing to do with nothing. And it's like, damn, are you even paying attention to shit anymore? Because like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because like, a normal super hardcore wrestling fan would be like, yeah, no, this is a setup for CM Punk. We all know that. And he's like, nah, this has nothing to do with it. And it's like, what? Like, are you sure? Like, because that's wrong. And then to go from AEW to WWE, he makes a whole thing about Rock's not coming to WrestleMania. Rock said that he's not going to be able to be in shape by WrestleMania, and he's not going to be ready by WrestleMania. So the him versus the Roman plans are completely off. It's done. Like, so they're probably going to go with Cody or somebody. And like, I'm reading that and I'm like, huh? And he's like, yeah, it's over. And like, yeah, The Rock says he's not going to do it because he's not in shape. And there's like a big chance he won't be in shape by WrestleMania. So he's not going to do it. So it's off. And I'm like, You sure about this, right? And the funny part is, like, everybody read this, and the whole entire wrestling world collectively laughed. But, like, some people are like, see, guys, this is what happens when you guys read too much into things, and you go, and you build this thing up in your, like, in your imagination, and, like, it's not real, and it's not happening. And I'm like, okay, like, that would be true. But here are the specific red flags that I'm like, the fuck? One, all of a sudden, Rock gets some brand new merchandise. The fuck? And this is not just from anybody, from WWE. Brand new merchandise. And everybody was like, okay. The fucking Royal Rumble poster with the electricity. Okay. The whole, there's a big, huge surprise coming at the Rumble. That's why they spoiled Cody. Because the other surprise is bigger. It's like, okay. Then the one that everybody, that like literally everybody else was like, you know what? I don't believe what Meltzer says because look at this shit. Because WWE has been doing things for like weeks. They've been putting out little YouTube videos and it's like, hey, guys, this thing happened. Remember when this thing happened? And people be like, oh yeah, like that thing happened. The last week and a half, they've been putting out Rock shit. Today, they put a video up. Oh, the most legendary returns. Not no one else's face is on the thumbnail of this video. It's The Rock. They put it out today in Legendary Returns. Thumbnail, The Rock. And it's like, that's odd. Also, another video they put out, thumbnail, The Rock was on it. And it's like, so you're telling me he's not coming back when they're not doing a fucking CM Punk level of trolling where they're just like throwing little shit out there like, haha, take this. Haha, take this. You never see this coming. And it's like, bro, come on. Like, you can't tell me that he's not coming. He's coming. Like I would be super shocked and surprised if he didn't show up at the Rumble. I would be shocked and surprised if he didn't show up at the Rumble. I'm not even joking.
He's showing up.
Yeah, I feel that too. But like the way that he's saying it is like he's 100% sure Rock's not showing up. And I'm like, I don't believe that. And like the guy said on Twitter was like, yo, if he doesn't show up and you guys get mad, that's on you. WWE never said he was coming. So that's on you. I will take that. I will take that. I won't even get mad at if he doesn't show up. But I wouldn't even be disappointed at all. I wouldn't be like, oh, shit, he didn't show up. But I feel in my heart that he's showing up. So it's like, you know what? I don't even care. And if he doesn't show up, it's still fine. But, like, I believe he's showing up. Like, fuck that.
Same with Punk.
Yeah, like, I think the Punk in AEW situation, I think he's definitely 100% showing back up in AEW. I do.
Yeah.
And so another marketing thing that, like, a friend of mine came up with this idea on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like, after seeing, like, some of the evidence for other things and hearing a lot of evidence of multiple surprises in Rumbles, I'm like, you know, that thing that you just said is not too far off, and there's some proof, but I'll get to that in a minute, because SmackDown starts off with the Bloodline pulling up, the Usos and Sammy, and then the other car, Solo, and the Tribal Chief gets out. So Sammy daps up Jimmy. He daps up Jay. Roman looks at Sammy. Sammy puts out his fist for Roman. Roman looks at him like, bitch, get that out of here. And walks off. Sammy just looks, and Paul Heyman looks at Sammy like, man, you fucked up. And Sammy just stood there for a second. And like, this, like, everything, like, I swear to God, we say this every week. I swear we say this every week. But this is literally, like, I said this to Renegade off the podcast once before. Because we were talking about this years ago. And I said to him, I said, the Mega Powers breaking up was like such a defining storyline with like all the little small intricacies that they did over a year and a half to build up to this match. And I said, they're like, I don't think they can ever do something like that again. Well, here we are a year later, and they're doing it precisely good with this fucking Sammy Roman Reigns thing. And it's so good that, like, you have people in other fucking promotions going, yo, this is actually a really good fucking storyline. Like, for real. Like, that's how fucking good it is. Like, this, like, if they stick the landing, I swear if they stick the landing in the right way, even they stick it with, like, the Sammy, like, winning the title or, like, something big happening. But if they stick the landing, bruh, like this will be an all-time greatest shit. All-time greatest.
Sammy winning some type of title at the end of this. Like, either be fucking one of the main titles or the tag team titles.
Yeah.
Winning something.
Yeah, he's got to win something. Like, there's got to be some retribution, and, like, it'll be amazing. It will be amazing.
Yes.
So we have the Viking Raiders with Jay armbands on, taking on Drew McIntyre and Sheamus in the first round of the tag tournament.
The Banger Bros.
Yes. Listen. I mean, I went into this match going, oh, okay, yeah, I know Sheamus and Drew is going to win this match. All right, this is basically, I can check myself out of this. 5 seconds into the match, I'm like, fuck checking out. I'm checking all in. This shit is good.
Why was that match so good? Why was that match so good?
I don't know. This match was so fucking good. Like, it was good. Like, they were beating the shit out of each other. This match was like one of the matches that you're just like, okay, you're not going to see a match like this in WWE. And it's like, no, this is a WWE match on SmackDown. It's happening. It's like, oh, shit, this is good, good.
Like, the fucking trope with the male, like, the match is quote-unquote a banger. Like, yeah, this one actually was a banger. So,
more hilarious about this was the fucking fans did a standing ovation after it.
Uh-huh.
It was so good. It was so good.
Yep.
So then we see the rest of the bracket for the tournament. We'll get to that in a minute. Then we go to the back and we see Sammy and Roman. And Sammy comes up to Roman and is like, dog, like, what's up? Like, what's going on? So Roman was like, yo, you got something to say to me? He was like, what you gonna say to me? And Sammy says, listen, last week, right? I thought I was going to do this for us and, like, take care of this cabin problem. But then the Usos came out. Like, what's up with that, man? Like, I thought I had this shit on my own. Now, see, here's something that, like, a lot of people didn't see, which, like, actually starts my mind to turning. Roman had the belt separated. Here's the thing. The WWE Universal title was sitting on the table and Sammy was sitting behind the belt. And it's just like, I know that was just not done for no reason. Like, that was, like, that was a trope. Like, that wasn't supposed to happen. I'm like, okay, all right, there's something here. Something's happening.
One of the, like, mental things that, like, that catch your eye.
Yes. And then Roman tells Sammy, so, wait a minute. I gotta run things through you? I'm the tribal chief. I'm in charge. I don't have to run shit through you. He's like, you know what? Get out. Get out right now. And he kicks him out. And you're just like, oh, shit, it's over. You're like, damn, the Sammy situation is over. Fuck. But it's more to the story. I'm just fucking, like, I'm fucking losing it, dude. This shit is so good. Like, the visuals, everything. It's great. So then we get Raquel Rodriguez, and she's saying stuff, and she says, chingo tu madre. And she just, like, she wilding out about how she's going to win the Royal Rumble. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, whatever. You're not winning, but whatever. So then we get LA Knight. Yeah, he shows up and he cuts a promo. He's like, first you're not Uncle Howdy, then you're Uncle Howdy, then you don't know, and then you're this, and then you're that, and then you whatever. Who cares? At Royal Rumble, I'm going to beat you in the pitch black match. I'm like, okay. And so he takes on a local talent. And throughout the match, the lights keep flickering. He hits the finish. And then we get the return of the Flyer Fly Funhouse.
Yay.
You liked it. You love the Flyer Fly Funhouse.
Yeah. And yeah. Especially little Rabbit and Rabbit.
It's so weird that, like, Bray is, like, multiple characters. Like, he's not just one Bray. He's multiple He's multiple people. And it's like, what the fuck?
He's Uncle Howdy. He's the Fiend, because you know that he's showing up.
Uh-huh.
He's the other Bray Wyatt, like, Bayou Bray. Well, technically, he did last week. So,
yeah, exactly. And while Bray is talking about the Flyer Fly Funhouse, Uncle Howdy shows up. just like rambles some stuff about murder. And he's like, yeah, you know what, LA Knight? He was like, your parents must have been fucked up. Who names their kid Los Angeles Knight? It's like, okay, that's funny.
That was fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, and then like he just says, at Royal Rumble, I'm going to get you. So then we get the second match in the tag team tournament. It's Hit Row versus Angel Garza, Humberto Carrillo. Now, this match was good. This match was good, but it wasn't as good as the other ones because, like, Hit Roach. But, like, it reminded me that Angel and Humberto is fucking great. Great. So, that shit was great. I forgot to mention that also on SmackDown, during the fucking Banger Bros match with the Viking Raiders, Michael Cole mentioned Jay Briscoe again, and he said that the Briscoes were one of the greatest tag teams in professional wrestling. And I was just like, oh my God, like, this is really good. Like, I love WWE without Vince McMahon. I really do. I love the Triple H era because it's so much better, better wrestling, better, like, acknowledgement of other shit. And it's like, this is great. Like, this is fucking great.
Funny, like, they've given out love so they can receive the love, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's awesome, it's awesome,
exactly.
Yeah, another thing I want to point out, the Sotirios, Angel and Humberto wrestled as faces and whatever, which kind of threw me off, but like, it was cool,
yeah. So then we get Charlotte, comes out, and Charlotte says, you know what, Sonya Deville? You ain't had to jump me to get a match. All you had to do was ask. So Sonya comes out and she's like, listen, you ducking me. Like, what the fuck? And Charlotte says, listen, I beat you clean. So what do you, like, what do you have to gain? Like, what's your thing? And so Sonya's like, no, because I wasn't ready and I know I could beat you. So they're about to have a match, and Pierce is like, y'all can't do this. So soon as Charlotte turns her back, fucking Sonya punches her right in the back and runs off. So they're going to have their match eventually.
I was just about to ask you, do you think it's going to be like a match at the Royal Rumble?
It probably will be at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay.
So then we get Paul Heyman and Roman. They're in there. And so Paul says, listen, my tribal chief, I don't want to tell you how to do things, but don't you think it would be better to have Sammy close? Because I would rather him piss in the castle than to be outside and piss on the castle. And it's like, you know what? Like, that's a good analogy. And that's also just like, all right, keep your enemies close type thing. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And once again, this proves like how deep this story is. It's like, yeah, like they're like, this is a deep ass story. I love it.
Yes. Fucking amazing. Like, who knew this?
Right? We get a Lacey Evans Cobra Clutch thing where Lacey Evans is Cobra Clutching people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we get another banger. Not even joking. Another tag team banger. It's fucking Brawling Brutes versus Imperium. Like I'm not lying. Halfway through the show, like, I'm like, dog, like, when the fuck did WWE start putting on wrestling?
When Triple H took over?
Yeah, true. So, Imperium gets the win in a very good-ass tag team match. It's like, god damn, dude. So,
How weird would it have been the Brawling Brutes would have won? And then, like, in the finals, it would have been the Banger Bros versus the Brawling Brutes.
That would have been so good. So, then we get Paul coming up to Sammy, and Paul's like, yo, the tribal chief wants to talk to you. Okay. Okay, that's cool. So this is where a lot of speculation and stuff started to pop, because they showed the 30th anniversary of Raw. So it's like, okay, yeah, like, we're going back through stuff in Raw and Raw's history, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And this, and they're showing clips, and they're showing clips. And then they show a clip of Sasha Banks winning the WWE Women's Championship. I'm like, the fuck? Like, I know that was a moment, but, like, they don't usually acknowledge, like, people not in a company. It was like, huh, that's kind of weird. Like, all right. Cool. Yeah. So then it kept going, and then, like, in the middle of it, it just was like, welcome to Raw is Jericho. Wait, what? and then Bryan Danielson says, yes, yes, yes. It's like, wait, like, you really acknowledged all of this stuff that, like, just was, like, before. Like, what? These people are gone. Okay, what? Yeah, it was just one of those moments. Like, what the fuck?
They acknowledged everyone, pretty much.
Yes. So, the reason I was holding off and bringing up the Sasha mention was because my friend was like, dude, what if they, in the Royal Rumble, kind of tease the IWGP Women's Championship thing? And I'm like, you know what? And I know, like, people be like, wait, what the fuck? How would you do that? Because all of a sudden, why the fuck did WWE put out on a YouTube video Kari versus Becky Lynch? And it's like, what? Like, it's something going on, like, with these, like, little YouTube teasers. It's like, something's happening.
Basically. It's not like the way fucking Impact Wrestling does it, just to, like, fucking have eyes on them just to bust balls and shit. They do, when they do shit for a reason.
Like, this isn't for busting balls. I think this is, like, to get everybody in the mood of, yo, you see these people? They were here. They could come back at any time. Just, like, you know, soon, Rumble-ish. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, like, if you keep dropping hints like this, we'll be like, we'll figure it out, but, like, we won't figure it out.
Oh, come close, though.
So, TikTok shows up, not the app, but Killer Cross, and he's talking about how he's going to kill Rey Mysterio, and it's like, yeah, like, I kind of don't give a shit. I don't give a shit at all.
Oh, I didn't give a shit when they started.
Yeah. So then we get Legado del Fantasma versus Masse and Mansoor. And the whole YouTube of looking for Masse is over, because he's here and he's wrestling and losing.
Right.
Because Legado del Fantasma get the win. And they go on to the next round of the tournament versus Imperium. Like, the only sad thing about this is no more Maxxine Dupri on TV. That's the sad part.
Yep.
So then we get to the back, and Roman is there, and he brings in Sammy, and he was like, maybe I went a little bit off script. Maybe I got a little pissed off. But you have to understand where I'm coming from, Sam. But we do want you in this family. We want you here. So I'm just letting you know that you're here. And I apologize. And then Sammy is just, like, telling him how much he's glad that he's here and how he can help him defeat Kevin. And Roman says, no, man. He was like, I got this, but you stay back here. And Sammy goes to give him a fist, and Roman gives him the fist back. And it's like, yeah, he doesn't care about you. He's just using you. That was so great. So great.
I'm like 99% sure after Rumble that Sammy's done.
Yes. So Roman comes down and he sits at the head of the table. And I just want to point out to all of those people who were so upset that last week Kevin got destroyed. They just beat Kevin Owens. They fucked him up. Man, this sucks. How are they going to have this guy be this way and he's going for the championship? What kind of shit is this? Like, you can't do that to Kevin Owens. That sucks. Kevin sucks now. WWE doesn't know how to book a challenger. And I say to you, this shit was fucking awesome. Because fucking Solo Sikoa was standing there, just had his back turned. Kevin came out of the crowd, threw Solo on his fucking ass, and then he stunned fucking Roman. He beat up the Usos and Solo, and Roman is laid out, and then Kevin runs back in there, pop-up powerbomb, fucking Roman Reigns through the table, pop-up powerbomb through the table. Roman is fucking done. Roman is done, laid the fuck out. He is done, and he's standing over him, and Kevin walks over, grabs the fucking contract, signs it, and throws it on Roman. And he looks like a fucking monster just taking out the whole bloodline by himself. So he leaves, and Sammy runs up. Kevin! Sammy just looks at him. Kevin looks at him. Kevin walks off, and Sammy hesitates, and then he goes to Roman. Are you all right? Roman's in a fucking table. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It is so great. So great.
They're going to yell at him next week for, like, being there late.
They not even are, probably Monday. Like, they are, but, like, this shit is just so good. It's just so good. Like, this story is, like, so good. It's so many moving parts, and it's just like, this is so great. Like, this is so great.
Correct me if I'm wrong. At one point, did fucking Heyman say he didn't like him to fucking Roman?
He said that multiple times. He said he didn't like him either. He was like, yeah, I don't like him either. But it's better to have him close than to have him on the other side.
I felt like he was like starting to like him, but like I remember in the very beginning he like.
No. He actually doesn't like him because, if you remember, 2 or 3 weeks ago, he came up to him and said, "Yo, you're getting more attention than the tribal chief, and the chief doesn't like that. So you better take a step back." And he's like, "I'm watching you. You better be on your shit."
Yeah, and pretty much he said that.
Yeah, he's been warning him from the beginning. Every time he just steps on him, like for the last couple of weeks, he's been in his ass. So
yeah,
Paul is not a big fan of his because he sees whatever's going on. So he's like, yeah, I know what's about to happen. I don't want you around. And he's like, he's just on his ass. So I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but this story is just so good. I can't believe like this story is actually this deep in like the little intricate parts in this story. It's just like I can't believe this is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like I love this. This is so good.
Like I love the comparison that. Yeah,
it's just like that. It's so good. Like, man. Like, yeah, so that's this week in wrestling. Did you got anything to end the show?
This week in wrestling has been good.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.